It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Doc Bill, last Saturday this time at 1 o'clock, what were we doing?
You know, we were at Jekyll Island walking around on Driftwood Beach, seeing the horses go by, feeling the breeze, and enjoying the beautiful scenery of that beautiful driftwood hanging on the beach.
That was such a fun walk on the beach with Joel and BJ Williams. I mean, we got a chance to see all kinds of driftwood and those white pelicans that were swimming by, and oh, just so many things we saw. A shark?
A man-eating shark we saw.
Well, I'm glad it was not man-eating at that particular time, because you and Joel were touching it and over there by it pretty close, actually.
Jekyll's just a great place to hang, and since it's been renovated, it's a neat place. A lot of good places to eat. We had some of the really great crab cakes at Latitude 31. And let me tell you, the price and the quality of those crab cakes are unbelievable.
I know. They were super good. I mean, it was really, really good. And I know you had had those when we were there back in the fall. And you especially wanted to go back to Latitude 31 and have them again.
Oh, that and the fresh shrimp was incredible that
yes.
were boiled. And again, you also have, so at the West End, they have a great restaurant there, too. They have great fried shrimp. A lot of also great dishes, along with a great breakfast buffet.
That is true. That is true. And, of course, our celebration dinner and wine tasting was fantastic. I mean, the wine tasting was a great chance for us to talk with the listeners and the winners of the contest and just get to know them. And then dinner was super good. I had the steak, and I think you had the steak as well. Some people had the blackened mahi-mahi, and there was a chicken choice as well. But, oh, it was all just super good.
Good with the wine tasting. And, again, it was great to share it with the listeners. They were really wonderful people, and to hear their experiences and see how they enjoyed the event. That was really neat.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point, because that was the most special part of it, was having the opportunity to not only meet some of the listeners, but also spend the evening or really the weekend with them. And I would love to have them share their experience. So why don't we do that? Because I had a chance to chat with them to hear what they thought about their weekend as well. Let's start with Kenny and Karen Adams. And here's what Kenny had to say about their weekend. They're from Cummington.
Well, this morning we got up and had breakfast and went to the historic district to the Jekyll Island Club and spent most of the day there. Had lunch at the Raw Bar, and that's R-A-H, not raw, like, but at the club there. And then we went to St. Simon's and went to Fort Frederica and had the spent a little time there, walked around the fort, and had a wonderful day. It was really awesome. The place is beautiful. It's so laid back and awesome here. It's been really, really nice.
Well, I know you mentioned that you thought the service was really great here. So how has your experience been here at the Westin?
The hotel is beautiful. We've stayed at a lot of little hotels in the last year or two with our son picking out colleges. And this is a top-rate, very, very nice place. The view from our balcony was awesome. We had ocean front. Everything was just fantastic. The concierge was awesome, helped us every way he could. It was just a great, great visit.
You know, it was great meeting Karen and Kenny.
They were a really neat couple, you know, and I guess, you know, when you at a place like that, you can wake up in the morning, and we had rooms that looked over the ocean, so you saw that ocean view from your bed.
Everybody loved that. And here's what Donald and Diane O'Dell had to say about their stay.
Well, we got up early this morning and walked on the beach, and then we came back to the hotel, which is a beautiful, beautiful hotel. It is very modern, but everyone is so friendly and so helpful. Then we went over to the historic district for a couple of hours, ate at a really good restaurant there, and drove around the island, made a couple of stops, and then came back and took a nap.
I know, the beds are wonderful. I didn't want to get up this morning. I mean, it's really, really nice. I think they call them the heavenly beds.
They're very comfortable, very comfortable.
So So did you guys get a chance to do anything outside of the island? Did you go to St. Simon's? You stayed right here on the island?
We just stayed here on the island.
Dr. Bill, there's plenty to do right there on the island.
Well, there is. I mean, Jekyll has things from horseback riding to bicycling or just staying in your room and looking at that beautiful view.
Especially if you're staying at the Westin, those beds were awesome.
And they were, as well as great food.
Yeah, it was really great to meet Donald and his wife, and they're from right here in Gainesville.
That's neat.
Dr. Bill, I also had a chance to talk with Dustin and Stephanie Hulsey from White County. And they were celebrating an anniversary of their own, 16 years of marriage.
That's right. First of all, thank you for the trip. We really enjoyed it. It's been a great pleasure, and the hotel's wonderful. The food is wonderful. Everything's been great. Thank you.
Well, you are more than welcome, and I was just glad that you guys can join us and come down, and I hope that you've enjoyed some time on Jekyll. So what did you guys do today?
Well, actually, we just kind of relaxed. We took the time just to walk around the market. The market's wonderful. Everything's in walking distance, and we went, got lunch, brought it back to the room, sat out on the balcony, and listened to the ocean.
Very nice, very nice. I mean, the rooms are unbelievable, right? I think they call the beds heavenly beds, so I know for me, I didn't want to get up this morning. What about you guys?
No, and I look forward to going back to bed tonight. It is great. You don't want to get up. They're wonderful. The rooms are nice, very clean. Everything's great.
And how has the service been here at the hotel?
Everyone is super nice. It's been, I can't speak highly enough of the place. It's been great. We've enjoyed the experience, and the food tonight at the Reserve has been wonderful also.
What did you have for dinner?
I had blackened mahi-mahi and dessert that I shouldn't have eaten, but it was good, very good. I mean, the dessert was great, too. I just didn't have room for it.
What did you have for dessert? It looked really good. I actually had fruit, so what do you have?
Flourless chocolate cake.
And we had to also do a special meal, so they're very accommodative for things like that, right?
They are. My wife's a vegetarian, and they fixed her a pasta dish, and it was great also. I tried it. It was good.
It certainly looked good. Looked really good. So thank you again, and happy anniversary, 16 years.
That's right. It's been 16 great years, and she's a wonderful wife, and I really appreciate everything that y'all have done. Thank you.
So, Dr. everyone was having a super great time.
Well, they were. You know, again, there's a lot of things to do, a lot of good food, and a lot of beautiful sights.
A lot of beautiful sights. And lastly, I want to share also what Jerry Bushman and Tamara from Habersham County had to say about their time on Jekyll Island.
Well, we woke up and we went to the Jekyll Club, Jekyll Island Club, and had a brunch. Had some great Brunswick stew and great sandwich, and then we went and saw the museum and the history of Jekyll Island, which was great. And then we headed over to St. Simon Island. They were having an art festival, and actually toured the lighthouse there, and walked 129 steps to the top and had a great time. Beautiful weather.
Now, did you guys get a chance to go and do anything on the beach here on Jekyll Island? There's beautiful beaches here.
The beaches are great. We actually got to go to the beach last night, and something you don't usually find at most beaches, we found countless sand dollars, and that was something really special. So we got to experience that, and the water was not that cold at all. It was perfect. It really was.
So tonight, though, we've had the celebration dinner. So how was that, and what did you have for dinner tonight?
Celebration dinner was great. Everybody, I just feel like I've met an extended part of my family with everybody from the radio station and the other winners. As far as my food, I had a filet mignon that was just well cooked, and it was just perfect. And just had a great time with everyone and meeting everyone and just talking. And it's amazing how small of a world that we live in, because some of the contestants I met, we know some of the same people. And North Georgia is not that big.
I know. It's like we all know someone, you know, when we start talking about it. It's like, oh, I know that person, or we have mutual friends in common there. So how has your experience been here at the hotel? I know I'm loving my stay here. So how's your stay been at the hotel here at the Westin?
The hotel has been great. Westin, it is a beautiful view. There is not a bad view from any room that I can tell. We have a balcony that oversees the ocean. And service has been top-notch. I would definitely say it was a five-star place and some place I would definitely recommend for anyone.
I agree with you on that. I mean, I could hardly get out of bed this morning. I mean, that bed was so comfortable. So thank you again for participating, for supporting WDUN, and helping us celebrate 67 years, as well as Travel Bags with Anita and Friends' three-year anniversary. So thank you so much for that. It was great meeting you.
Thank you, Anita. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the radio station. Bill and Joe are awesome, and we just love listening to them. And thank you guys so much, and I appreciate this opportunity.
That was a fantastic weekend, and I cannot end the segment without also bringing in Joe Williams. Joe, that was fantastic hanging out with you.
Oh, wow. That was one of the best weekends ever, Anita. Thank you and Doc Bill, the wonderful people at the Westin. Gosh, all the wonderful listeners. Even Bill Main behaved. It was just perfect. It really was.
We had a great time. And yes, we were able to keep Bill Main in line somehow, some way.
He got wild. He had French fries, folks. He got really wild.
That's right. That's right. I would love to do it again. I mean, it was so much fun. And thank you so much again to the listeners for participating in the contest, coming down, spending the time with us. And you're right. A big thank you to the Westin.
No, really, the thank you goes to you and the Westin. You two put it all together. We were happy to participate. I'll say that on behalf of our listeners and the station. But thank you, Anita, for everything you do.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe. Now, you guys sit tight. We're going to come back with more great information, destinations, and things like that right here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.